Hello, and welcome to the second episode of D&D Asia Podcast, your daily feed for data, digital, and life skills. Today, we are going to talk about learning with bigger picture in mind. Learning is the most exciting of all the human behaviors. From a child learning to speak, walk, or react, to businesses learning from their decisions, we all are in a perpetual process of learning something or the other. Learning is about understanding the environment you are in, exhibit and adopt a behavior which conforms to the variability around. There are multiple psychological theories about learning, and we consciously or unconsciously prove one or the other of these theories to be true. Talking about the learning theories, the most important event in the history has been Pavlov's dog and bell experiment. In the most basic form of exhibits of learning, we learn from experiences and more specifically, conditional experiences. The premise is that in the aforementioned experiment, the dog was trained about the condition of how ringing a bell was associated with food, which led to dogs salivating more and more even without food eventually, just by ringing the bell. This is the most basic form of conditional learning. This is not good enough for learning complex things. Conditional learning can help you learn manners, human behaviors, and theories, but it does not help you learn and build systems, algorithms, complex systems. There are some advanced sub-theories in conditional learning theory which may be able to explain some part of moderately complex learning, like stimulus generalization. In the previous example, the dog salivating even if something similar to the bell was rung. Stimulus discrimination, the dog salivating only if a bell was rung followed by a green light. High order conditioning, the dog salivating just by showing the green light. And operant conditioning, the dog switching on the green light to induce the process for him salivating. Though these theories explain why certain individuals are better in learning or most of us exhibit different learning behavior. For learning complex things, another important behavior which you need to align with learning from experiences or conditions is thinking or thought process. To make it more sophisticated, logical thinking, lateral thinking, forward thinking, etc. What it essentially means is that when you are exposed to a problem or an environment, you should be able to visualize the bigger picture or the insight which you are seeking as a part of learning. When you are constantly aware of the end result you want to achieve and have at least a nebulous insight of the solution, every incremental change in the behavior through conditional learning keeps on interacting with the big picture or the insight in the mind and creates a flash of a solution. This theory was also tested by another psychologist, Wolfgang Kohler, who conducted an experiment of giving two sticks with hooks to a chimpanzee named Sultan in a cage with banana outside. In repeated attempts of reaching out to the banana with hands, one stick, Sultan got tired and started playing with the sticks. Out of an accident, the sticks joined their hooks, and in a flash, Sultan picked up the banana with the help of longer stick. If we learn to solve complex problems, we need to learn the Sultan way, always keeping the bigger picture in mind. Keep experiments with the variables around. Have a logical thinking in place and facilitate those flashes to generate insightful solutions. This, in turn, also translates to learning with objectives in mind, breaking it down with the smaller sub-objectives and aligning it to the bigger picture in the entire learning process. Like they said, begin with end in the mind.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.